didn't have bathing suits, or swimsuits.
What did you swim in?
We swam in some old cut-off pants of our brothers, and when we were went into adolescence, we put on a blouse for a top. Other than that, we just used the pants.
Did you swim in mixed company?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess the difference when I was a boy, we always would go out to the gravel pit and just...
skinny dip?
Yeah, just skinny dip, didn't you?
Well, we just called it going in naked. Now, if we could slip away the girls by themselves, and I'm sure the boys did. Mm-hmm. They didn't really like for us to go with them, but the only way we could go legitimately was if our mother knew our brothers were along, and so they had to put up with us.
Mm-hmm. If, so you might say, yeah, when I was a girl, I
swam. Mm-hmm. So, and I dived.
You did?
I didn't dove. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, like you say, we didn't say he dove into the water. Now, I hear that a lot, but I can't get used to it.
Yeah, and you say, you mentioned diving. Did you ever do the kind of dive where you jumped out of your landing?
A belly buster?
Yeah.
There's your bust. We didn't say belly burst.
Did you, if a person couldn't swim, what might happen to him? He might.
He would drown.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that happen?
No, I didn't. And some people would say he drowned it, but no, thank goodness I was.
Let's see. If we were talking about boating or about swimming, say you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you'd do what to it?
You'd launch the boat.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of boats do you use to go fishing?
We use a John boat.
Mm-hmm. What's that look like? Can you describe it for me?
A John boat is usually 12 to 16 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, our John boat was a wooden boat. We have a metal boat now with three seats.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lightweight fishing boat that's easy to handle and easy to put into the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, say, if you were going over to Luverne or somewhere like that, and I said, will you be home today? You'd say, no, I'm
going to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm, or something like that. And, let's see.
You might add in that, if you said over to Luverne, that's what I would say. But if I went to Montgomery, I would say up to Montgomery.
You would want one of the difference. Because of directions.
The directions, I guess. If I went to Dothan, which is south of here, I was going down to Dothan.
Down to Dothan. Hmm. What if you were going to, say, the Bassett's home?
I would say I'm going over to Nell's.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if I were here in my home and I were going across to my sister-in-law's, I would say I'm going over to Hill's. If I were going to my daughter's, I would say I'm going down to Susan's, because they're down here. I guess that's the reason.
Mm-hmm. So it's really the
direction. The direction probably has that.
What's that woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color? Maybe you want to buy a blouse to match a dress. You know, you bought it, you know, it is very frequently you buy a dress or have something you want to match. What's the little piece of cloth?
A swatch of material.
A swatch of material. Mm-hmm. Ever heard anybody call that something else? I never heard that.
No.
You may recall it scrap or sample?
Yes, I have heard it called scrap. Mm-hmm. But if I were going to take a piece to match up something, I'd take a swatch.
Mm-hmm. They always take a swatch.
But usually in the thing of scraps, I think of leftover material that we would make homemade quilts or piece quilts.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we call them, then we would be dress scraps or clothing scraps, we would end up calling them quilt scraps.
Mm-hmm.